shores of El Pacifico. Phil Hendry.
Clearly, Dr. Seifel did not know how to work basic. Maybe
the question here is a question of sensitivity, people's feelings.
Great truck. Appears to me it's not a new truck. Appears to me it's going faster than
Perhaps
everyone else.
They'll bring another couple home with them. That would be fun.
Burn in hell.
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Where truth is our bitch and where we go through the looking glass every night to find it. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. We'll do a few shout-outs tonight from people who've checked in on our website in a few minutes. And we want you to go over there also and vote on which classic Phil podcast you'd like to hear as a download coming up next. Next in our, you know, series of downloads that we do. And, of course, on our website, philhendryshow.com, there's a lot more to do. You can watch a live streaming video of the show and hear the audio of the show as we do it. You can also download the show the next day. And you can also access all kinds of downloads from our archives. Oh, thousands and thousands of hours of archived material. And we're converting that into downloads every day. So you guys need to check back and look at that. Robert Leonard is joining us here. Robert, how you doing?
I'm good.
And Bud?
Yeah, I'm good. Ask you about if the call to prayer thing, if you still want to use that.
What call? That's Robert Greene's call to prayer.
Well, I thought maybe we could use it for a comedy bit.
No, we're not using a Muslim call to prayer for a comedy bit. Get it out of here. I don't need that kind of trouble, okay?
I think it's funny.
Oh, you do, huh?
Yeah. La, 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 la.
Is that funny, huh?
I think it's funny.
Jennifer Aniston blasted for using the word retard. Well, now, how about that? Jennifer Aniston has come under fire for using the word retard during an interview. As if she's a brain surgeon and not a know-better, people are all upset with Jennifer Aniston because she used the word retard. After all, she's just a TV actress and not a very good one at that. She's a good actress. I'm kidding.
Not a very good movie actress.
I don't know. I wouldn't know. Jennifer Aniston has coming. You want to know why I wouldn't know? Because I haven't seen a movie that she's in. If I have, I didn't know that she was in it. I mean, she's not exactly put up front and center, is she?
Yeah, man. They always make a movie trying to make her in a movie, a meat star. Or not a meat star, but a movie star.
Meat star.
I meant movie star.
Well, what movie's she been in?
I don't know, but they're always making one with her.
I know she was in a movie with, what's-his-ass? Wasn't she in that flick with George Clooney or something? Or I think it's somebody else.
No, that was Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, yeah, Jennifer Lopez. Anyway, Jennifer Aniston has come under fire for using the word retard during an interview. Now, it all happened this way, see? It was really funny. No, here it is. Jennifer Aniston is in hot water for using the term retard in this interview with Regis and Kathy Lee.
And with all these fun wigs, and it was, and you know, that funny girl. And so it was just like, it was just fun.
You play dress up, Barbara.
I play dress up. I do it for a living, like a retard, but, you know.
All right, now, are we angry at her because she used the word, or are we angry at her because she's Jennifer Aniston and she used the word?
Well, they're angry upon account of it's Jennifer Aniston.
Well, what I mean by that is...
I think it's because of Jennifer Aniston, too.
What I mean is this. Are we angry because, ooh, goody, we get to be angry at Jennifer Aniston and slam her because that's what we do with celebrities? Or are we really upset with the fact that she used the word retard? Or are we just kind of disappointed? Which is it?
I don't know what you mean. I mean...
You don't know what I mean. I'm saying she's a public personality. The word is one that is used commonly in the United States. We are now moving toward an area, toward a place where we don't use it anymore, just like we don't use, you know, other words. Jennifer Aniston used it. We're going to jump on her.
I'd love to jump on her, jump her bones.
Man, you ain't talking about that.
Will you just relax for a minute? We're going to jump all over her for this. And I'm just asking, are we upset on behalf of the mentally handicapped, or are we upset? Are we not even upset? We just, oh goody, we get to get to hammer Jennifer Aniston, if you'll pardon the expression.
That's what I'm talking about.
But just we get to be mean to Jennifer Aniston because she used the word. However, that was on Regis and Kathy Lee. Now the fallout. She was discussing dressing up as Barbara Streisand for the September issue of Harper's Bazaar, in which she let the word slip. Peter Burns, CEO of the ARC, which is the American, it actually stands for something, Americans Who Were Retarded, Americans of Retarded Children, something like that, but then they shortened it to ARC because the title originally had that word in it. It is a nonprofit advocacy group for those with intellectual and developmental disabilities, told Us Magazine it was extraordinarily offensive and inappropriate. Frankly, someone in her position ought to know better. She's using language that is offensive to a large segment of the population of this country. We estimate that there are probably in excess of 5 million people. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I mean, you get it, okay? And I'm not trying to be disrespectful, sir, but I understand what you're saying. And I think we've been down this road. I think what we have here is the following thing. I think we expect more than we should.
No, you can't. You ought to be a public personality, man.
Well, you know, people can say what they want. They can say, well, you're a public personality and you should. I'm not giving her a pass. I'm just saying, you know, these people don't ad lib for a living, man. She's an actress. You see what I'm saying?
Well, you know, that's what I mean. If they had had Rick Seacrest on or something.
What do you mean Rick Seacrest?
I mean Ryan Seacrest on, or a guy like you or being on a radio who can talk because no one wrote it down. That's better than have her on because she can't talk unless they write it down.
Right. She's an actress. She reads lines.
All right. So you said she can't ad lib.
Obviously she can't ad lib. And there's a lot of them that don't know how to ad lib. And I'm not saying that that's a bad thing that they don't know how to ad lib. Obviously, when you look at some actors, they never even want to be on interview shows. They don't want to do any of those shows because they don't want to look like a jackass, you know? How many interviews have you seen Robert De Niro do?
I don't know who he is. Or he's the actor, right?
Yeah. You don't know who he is? I mean, even at your age, man.
He's an actor.
Yeah, he's an actor. How many interviews?
I haven't seen him do... I saw him do one show about New York Fire Department on a TV.
Yeah, he was hosting a show, but I'm saying... Have you seen him interviewed? Probably not. You want to know why? Because he probably is afraid he's going to misspeak. He's probably afraid of a situation like that where his image, Robert De Niro has a very carefully constructed image, it would seem. He's he's a serious actor. He's America's serious actor. He's America's Laurence Olivier. You know, old school, not old school, but, and he's our Laurence Olivier, and that guy is, you know, you ain't going to make this guy look like a monkey, right? Who else?
I ain't never seen Kurt Russell do none.
Kurt Russell?
Yeah, you ever seen him do an interview? Say, I did see him on one Disney movie from outer space.
A Disney movie? I don't know about Kurt Russell. I'm just saying, people that are a lot of these actors, they don't do these interviews because they don't know how to talk. I mean, they know how to talk, but they ain't going to do any interview on TV because they're afraid they're going to get asked a question. Next thing you know, they look like a freaking chimp. Forget about it, man. They're going to chimp out.
Yeah, I understand that.
So other celebrities have been scolded for using the R word, including Howard Stern and Lindsay Lohan. Well, Howard Stern, you can understand. Howard, that's the language of life. That's the language of the street. That's Howard Stern. Lindsay Lohan, you can understand, because she was on narcotics. Now then.
I don't know if that's true, man.
I don't know either. All right, so anyway, sadly, people use the word pervasively, even if they don't realize it, said Kirsten Seckler. She's the spokeswoman for the Special Olympics. People with intellectual disabilities have fought their whole lives for understanding and recognition. When people continue to use the R word, it is hurtful. Stars may want to use the word ridiculous. Instead, she says, think before you... She's suggesting words, you know. Here's a good word for you, Miss Anderson. Ridiculous. Or think before you speak. She advises, especially when you're making fun of yourself or others. See, the other thing is, you know, for instance, like what I do for a living, we are reminded every day of what we can and can't say. Every day, can and can't say this, can and can't say that, can't, don't, know what, look out, don't say this, don't say that, right? Every day, man, and if we don't get it right, then we're in trouble. Now, some of these cats that don't do it for a living, they get on the air and they use the F word, S word, all of this, and they don't get penalized, nor does the network get penalized, and the question is, why is that? And the answer is generally, oh, well, it was inopportune. You know, it was just happened on the spur of the moment, you see.
Yeah, like they got to get away with it on account of their, well, they're stupid.
Maybe. But they do get a pass. Well, you're kind of an idiot. You didn't know any better, so we won't fine your ass. But you, Henry, you should know better, so we find you three. We're going to fine you $3 million. I personally don't think that that's cool. I think it's this the old level playing field. But whatever. This is not even a finable offense. Stars may want to use the word ridiculous, she said. Think before you speak, especially when you're making fun of yourself or others, added Seckler. We have a very passionate group of people advocating for change in their communities and schools to change the use of this word. Yeah, I get it. Okay. So there you go, man. So Jennifer Aniston, what a slut. Jeez.
Yeah, no kidding, man.
All right, we'll be back here. I'm kidding about the slut thing. I'm just joking. I thought I'd just throw that word in.
So you might as well start using it. Slut.
Okay, great. Thank you. Wow.
Oh, you're making a good point, though.
Yeah, well, whatever. All right, coming up, do you want to quit smoking? Don't avoid thinking about cigarettes. That's the latest advice. 877-876-PHIL is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Okay, here's the cool jazz music we were arguing about that we're going to use for our shout-outs. Does it sound like I'm trying to be cool?
Yeah, it sounds a little. It's a little bit ostentatious.
All right, good. I'm glad it's ostentatious. Our shout-outs tonight, one from Jeffrey, a female living in Oakland, California. She thinks you two guys are dumbasses, but she loves the show anyway, or she loves you guys anyway. I don't know who's doing a shout-out, but it is from, maybe it's from her boyfriend. Soul Cruncher or some name like that, shout out. Give a small shout out to Chris Norton fan in Missouri City, Texas. Climb all over it. And that is from, I think it's Ted Bone. Is that it? Yeah, Ted Bone left that one. Here is one shout out to Derek in Denver and Teal in L.A. I miss my girlfriend.
You just sound like Art LeBeau doing a, you know, the Huggy Boy show.
Yeah, this is the Huggy Boy show, man. All right, shout out to David from Florida. This is Chris from the city of Mobile, Alabama. A great show. Love Bud and Robert. Can you please give a shout out to Brian Gilbert? Thanks. Just did, man. Oh, what happened to our jazz? I guess we're going to have to do something else. We're going to have to get some other kind of music here, man. I know. Perfect. Oh, man. Don't hit my microphone, you jackball.
Man, I can't take it. I can't take it.
This is bad, man.
I love it.
What a wonderful...
Yes, time for our shout-outs now. Shout-out to everybody in Walnut Creek from Johnny Bean. Shout-out to Greg from Edwardsville, Illinois. Rick K. in Woodland, Maine. Love the show. Hate the mosque near Ground Zero. I only eat a Chuck E. Cheese because it's the best pizza in town. Hold on, Phil. Tokens? Yes, I've got some in the car. King in Salt Lake City. Shout out to Alan in Glendale, California. Shout out to Shane in Blythe, California. Been a fan for 7 years. Keep up the awesome work, my friend. And that was, well, it was a shout out to Shane from Odinson. Now then.
This is bad, man. This is bad, man. It's getting bad, man.
Shut up. Kent from Bama. Does Bud have a girlfriend? Thanks, Phil. Jane says hi. That's from David. Oh, I know you got David and Jane. Well, I won't say your last name, but it starts with a C. Never. Shout out to Chris and Kate. Last time you called my wife Kat. She's not a feline, but sort of. Almost Newport Beach, California, from Chris. All right. Broomfield, Colorado. Oh, yeah. And that is to Matt. Please give a shout out to John, Naomi, Haddison, Curious, Orangi, and the Hedgehogs in Bellevue, Washington. We're the unofficial Iron Swine fan club. Big love. Rick from Irvine, California, teaching Margaret her baritone since 1990. Shout out to Jay Helm of The Real Jay Helm, whose name was hijacked in the attempted coup to take over the comments section on the Phil Hendry Show website by the third grader. And then some other stuff. There must have been a fist fight going on there, man.
Oh, yeah, man. All kind of stuff.
All right, I know you, man. I know Jay. Thank you. Oh, and a Phil fan since 1997. Thank you. I forgot to add in my first post, that's from King in Salt Lake City. Phil, please give a shout-out to the good folks from Bob Green's Blind Haunted House. Come out, take a seat in the bleachers, and watch us bang into stuff. watch us bang into stuff. And Robert from Tennessee, I was wondering if you could give a shout-out to all the board ops behind the scenes. Absolutely, man. All of you cats that run the show everywhere, we appreciate it very much. Okay, so we got a lot more to do, but I just got, you guys can email Jason. He said they suck if I do them too long, so I can't do any more shout-outs. Jason Rantz, my producer, please email him. All right.
Oh, man, he's going to be pissed about that.
He's the guy that said it. He said, just do a few and then just get into a news story. All right. So I got a lot more to do, but Rant said, no way, man. They blow. Okay. All right. We'll finish him up toward the end of the hour. How about that? He don't dig me doing them. He didn't dig that whole segment we did that one time.
I thought that worked pretty good because people want to hear their name and everything.
Well, maybe they do. All right, where do we want to go from here? There were a couple of stories that I thought were fascinating, if not downright dull. But see, there's been a lot of Muslim and mosque and Quran stuff. There's a Quran they want to burn in Florida. There's a Saudi judge that wants to paralyze some guy who paralyzed somebody else. There's all this black, dark, funky stuff, man. And I'd like to get the hell away from it. What I would like to talk about, and I happen to know this from personal experience, this is a story, and it's, you know, I believe that this is what I've been practicing. If you want to quit smoking, don't avoid thinking about cigarettes. Absolutely correct. If you want to quit smoking, according to this article in the Daily Mail, and maybe I'll read one or two sentences, and then I'll freelance because what I have to say about it is far better than anything the Daily Mail has got to say about it. Nothing against you guys at the Daily Mail. But just, you know, get away from me. If you're desperately trying to quit smoking, the last thing you should do is to try to suppress thoughts about cigarettes, according to a new study. British researchers, who were suspect anyway.
You know, every time they come out with something from England, man, it sounds like it's just all jacked up and everything.
No, they just got some screwy schools over there. Anyway, British researchers found that while blocking out thoughts of the habit helped reduce smokers' intake at first, it meant they puffed away more than usual when they stopped using the technique. Co-author Dr. James Erskine, University of London, said these findings have obvious implications for individuals seeking to give up certain behaviors. All right, let me tell you what it's about. As I told you before, I am not a reformed smoker. That means I don't go around telling people to quit smoking. I don't say that I'm an ex-smoker. I do not divorce myself at all from the culture of smokers, other than the fact that I am not currently smoking. Now, if you want to call it one day at a time, if you want to call it the AA technique of one day at a time, I suppose you could, because it is far more akin to the Alcoholics Anonymous philosophy, which is you're always going to be an alcoholic. You never not call yourself an alcoholic. I'm an alcoholic. You don't say that. I'm not an alcoholic anymore. They don't do that, see?
Well, what do they do? I mean,
they don't drink anymore, man, but you're always going to be an alcoholic.
Yeah, it's like if you have diabetes or something, man.
Well, I'm not familiar.
You don't know what diabetes is?
Well, yeah.
Diabetes is a condition where you have to limit the amount of sugar that you eat. So you just don't eat that amount of sugar that's going to make you sick, and you have to take insulin. You're never not going to be a diabetic. You're always going to be a diabetic, I guess. I mean, yeah, you're always going to be a diabetic, so you're always going to have to regulate your diet. Now, it may not be hurting you, you may not be symptomatic, but you're always going to be that individual with that condition. The same thing with alcoholism. I don't drink, but I'm still an alcoholic, and I always will be. Well, I don't smoke right now, but I ain't an ex-smoker. I'm still a smoker. And it does two things. First of all, it takes off of your head the sweat. If I say that I don't smoke anymore, that means I got to, oh, God, mother, for the rest of my life I don't smoke. I'm thinking about, like, day after day, year after year, you know.
Well, I mean, in your case, though, it might not just maybe a couple of years.
Oh, well, thank you very much for that, Robert.
God, man.
Well, no, I don't mean that. But, I mean, you're not as young as you used to be.
Boy, why don't you just say he's going to croak next week?
I didn't mean that.
No, that you didn't mean that. No, you didn't.
No, what I'm saying is that from now to the end of your life is not as long. Oh, never mind.
Yeah, never mind. The point that I'm making here is you never call yourself an ex-smoker. You say you're a smoker, you're just not smoking right now, okay? Don't avoid the company of smokers. Don't ever lecture smokers about the evils of smoking. Don't become that kind of person. Those people are rude bastards, period. If someone smokes around you, take a deep breath. Inhale.
Really?
No, I'm kidding. I don't know whether you should do that or not. All right, coming up, Bud's Nightly News. Still to come, and a deaf shoplifter may sue because he got beat up. Well, why not? Just because you're... anyway, Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
And now it's Bud Dickman's Nightly News from our studios at El Pacifico on the western coast of the United States. Here then, Bud Dickman.
Roger Clemens, he plays baseball. They're going to put him in jail. He lied. Roger Clemens, he plays baseball. They're going to put him in jail. He lied. If you want to quit smoking, then you should smoke, you should think about smoking and then smoke. They covered up. They tortured a man.
ACLU.
ACLU tortured a guy and covered it up. Caterpillar. Okay, they make trucks and they double dip. Okay, another one, California, they are not selling houses now, and they're not going to buy no houses in California. You should tell people about that.
More Bud Dickman news and commentary.
BP, you know, okay, they had oil that leaked out. They're not going to tell nobody more about a leak. They had oil a leak. Now they're not going to say anything about a leak. Okay, Jennifer Aniston, she said retard. They'll never have her on a TV or anything anymore on account of the retard that she said. She's not a retard, but she said that they are.
More Bud Dickman news commentary.
American Idol, there's a man, his name's Steven Tyler, on American Idol. Yeah, that's the one. There's a Muslim at Disneyland, and she wanted to wear a head wrap, and they told her she could wrap her head, but she didn't wrap her head right with the right head wrap.
More Bud Dickman news and commentary.
Bud Dickman commentary. You're going to wrap your head up, okay, but what if they don't have nobody else wrapping there? There's no head wrap.
And now the news continues with Bud Dickman.
There's a man that lived in a library for 2 weeks, then they kicked him out. He was homeless, which I guess he was, but they kicked him out of the library. He was there for 2 weeks. They're not supposed to say Ground Zero Mosque no more. They told them not to. You can't say it. I can say it, you can say it, but they also said some other people can't say it. And I don't know. That doesn't matter.
And now Bud Dickman commentary.
I don't understand. They people don't have a mosque there. I never heard about a mosque or anything. I know about churches. And I don't understand it. And also, now, you got to wrap your head up. At Disneyland? I don't want to do it.
You done?
Yeah.
Well, then say goodbye or goodnight or something. You just go, I don't want to do it anymore.
I don't want to.
Oh, what is he going to cry now?
What's the matter? I want to go to bed.
Take him to bed, will you?
Come on.
All right, that's Bud Dickman's, God, what a baby.
I didn't say I want to go to bed. I just said I'm tired.
Well... When you luck out of a news segment, how many times I got to tell you this? You go, well, thank you, I'm Bud Dickman.
All right, well, I can do that. You never told me about it.
The hell I didn't tell you about it. Every time I tell you about it, you forget to do it. Last time we did this.
What did I do?
Last time we did it, I'm hungry. You stopped in the middle of a news story and said you wanted a Raisin Bran.
You did, man.
Yeah, because I got hungry. What am I supposed to do?
You don't say, I'm hungry, I want Raisin Bran. Say, thank you and good night, I'm Bud Dickman, okay?
All right, here, let me do it.
Don't give me that. Don't you do it. I'll do it. Go to that microphone there.
Which one?
That one right there. This one?
Will you turn it down? You blew my ears out, you idiot. God.
Oh, man, you did it now. You're going to be deaf.
I didn't know that.
Oh, man, back it off.
Sorry.
Oh, man, I'm going to be bleeding from the nose. All right. Shut up. Hold on. When you hear the music, then say goodnight.
Good night.
What?
Good night.
I can't hear you.
Good night.
Get him out of here, will you?
I said good night.
Yeah, I know. All right, so that's the Bud Dickman, whatever the hell that was. Wow. All right, 877-876-PHIL here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And I thought at this particular point we could, you know, what we're going to do is close the show with a few of those shout-outs. So while we're on the subject, though, we could just kind of squeeze in a few more. Sure, why not? All right, so in Broomfield, Colorado, oh, yeah, I think we were just talking about Matt. Please give a shout-out to John, Naomi, Hottis. Oh, we already talked to you guys, the unofficial Iron Swine fan club. Rick from Irvine, California. Will you turn that damn news sounder off, okay? Shout-out to Jay Helm. Oh, we got Jay Helm. Oh, and a Phil fan since 1997. Robert from Tennessee, I was wondering if you could give a shout-out to all the board ops. We did that, didn't we? Yes. Hey, Phil, I'm Kelly from Fargo, the guy chugging the jug of yucca that you posted on the feed a couple of times. Would love it if you'd give us a shout-out, and a shout-out to Brandon and Justin in Burnsville, Minnesota. You got it, man. Yeah, this guy. Those cats were, I think, one of the first people I ever got a picture of people doing yucca. That cat, you look like you were drinking like the... You look like you were drinking a tub of water, man. You hadn't had any in months. All right. Wish me a good 30th birthday, Chris from St. Louis. Happy birthday, Chris. Shout out to Barnabas Collins. I'm partaking of the essence as I write this. That's Billy the Impaler. I'm Matt from Portland, Oregon, who's been an obsessed fan since 2000. If you shout out as Herb Sewell, I'll pee myself. All right, Matt. And Matt. Very, very, very good evening to you, Matt. Ronnie from Schoenfield, Dallas, Texas. Or Ronnie Schoenfield from Dallas, Texas. There's no such thing as Schoenfield, Dallas, Texas, is there?
No. No, I mean, not now. I mean, maybe after this show.
Give Anthony his shout-out in Naples, or you can go straight down to the hot spot and cook. You got it, man. And then Simon O., Cal State Fullerton student majoring in communications with an emphasis in public relations, an intern at the Orange County Transportation Authority, fan and listener since 2002. Beauty, man. Thank you very much. All right, so that's just a few of those to the Kittles, man. So Roger Clemens is on his way, speaking of being on your way to the hotspot. No, Roger Clemens... as you know, had testified in front of the United States Congress, I believe it was a House committee, about the use of steroids. And any of us that witnessed that realized that he was full of crap, especially when we listened to the testimony of the trainer and we heard some of the other testimony. And then he got up, Roger Clemens did, and he walked away. Well, it looks like in the latest news that Roger Clemens... is going to have to answer a few tougher questions because he's been indicted on charges that he has lied to Congress about doping. Clemens faces the very real possibility now of prison time. If convicted, sentencing guidelines suggest somewhere between 15 and 21 months, according to the New York Times. He faces 6 counts related to his 2008 testimony, one fewer than the number of his Cy Young rings, including obstruction of justice, making false statements, and perjury. Americans have a right to expect that witnesses who testify under oath before Congress will tell the truth to the U.S. attorney. Our government cannot function if witnesses are not held accountable for false statements made before Congress. Today, the message is clear. If a witness makes a choice to ignore his or her obligation to testify honestly, there'll be consequences. That's coming from the U.S. attorney. We don't know what Clemens' attorney has said, but I remember hearing those tapes. I remember hearing the tape between the phone conversation between Clemens and the trainer. The guy's crying. Clemens is saying, I didn't do this, Mac. You got to help me out, Mac. The guy is saying just about everything he could possibly say without coming out and saying, would you please lie for me? Now, this was a recording, man, that was made in my, if I'm remembering this correctly, it was made by Clemens.
Yeah, that was the thing that blew my mind, too.
Clemens made the tape recording. Clemens made this tape recording, and Clemens played this thing for the Congress, and it was the most, it was embarrassing. I couldn't figure this one out, man, for love or money. What the hell is this guy playing this tape for? It makes him sound as if he's coaching this guy. It makes him sound as if he's coaching this guy to say all the right words. The guy's in tears, his trainer, this guy who Roger Clemens was his hero. Yeah, Brian McNanny, I think was his name. And we've got the audio. I got to play it on the other side of this break. I want to go to the break early and play the audio. And then, just to show you how serious I am about the story, go back into the shout-outs. So,
yeah.
Oh, you're back?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I thought you wanted to go to bed.
No, I just said I was tired.
All right, we'll be back with the tape. You'll hear this thing, and then we'll have a few more shout-outs if we have time. World-famous Phil Henry Show.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
I think it bears hearing the tape because we can say, well, Roger Clemens has been indicted for lying to Congress. But this was a tape recording that Roger Clemens brought into the congressional hearing and played it and said, see, here is a phone conversation with this guy, this McNanny or whoever, however you pronounce his name. Forgive me. I apologize. If he was giving me steroids, I didn't know anything about it. Well, that is a lie. And I'll tell you why I think it's a lie, because when I listen to this tape, this sounds to me like a guy, he's trying to coach this Brian McNanny into saying what he wants him to say. If he's telling the truth, Roger Clemens, then he would say to him, tell him the truth. Tell him I never took steroids. Tell him that you did it to me. I never used this stuff knowingly. Listen, here is Roger Clemens. He brought this tape with him, and I don't think it helps him at all.
I just need, you know, like I said, I'm telling the truth, and I want it out there. And
tell me what you want me to do. I told you in the email.
What do you want me to do?
I'll go to jail. I'll do whatever you want.
You need somebody to tell the truth, Mac.
What do you want me to
do? Roger, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do?
I got it. Mac, I'm doing a press conference and on Monday.
You want me to go? You want me to show up?
I'm gonna just tell the truth, flat out tell the truth. And but it never seems to get behind me. I mean, I had to deal with the L.A. Times story, and all I got was an apology when they found out that wasn't true. Like I said, I asked you about the.
That was the greatest thing in the world.
I got a press. I need somebody to come tell the truth, and I got this press conference on Monday that I got to deal with next. I'm just, like I said, Mac, I'm just, for the life of me, I'm trying to find out why you would tell guys that I use steroids from.
I understand that.
Meaning, I get it now. Why would you tell people? He didn't say, I didn't use steroids, why'd you ask him? He didn't say, or why'd you tell him? He didn't say, how could you tell people I use steroids when I don't use steroids? He just said, why would you let people know that? I know. So that's why the guy's been indicted for lying. because they heard the tape. The guys in the congressional hearing, they heard it, and they went, well, this is horse crap. So they spent a couple of years. It's got to be 2 years now since this thing. What was it, last year? Yeah, it was probably 2 years ago when this first thing came down, when this first came down, and they've decided to look into it, and they've indicted him. That doesn't mean that there's proof, but if I were, you know, if it's the court of public opinion and I'm the judge,
yeah,
I think he's guilty. Okay.
I'm going to move on.
All right, so let's move on. Now, January 2008 was the testimony. January of 2008, so over 2 years ago. All right, getting back now to our shout-outs here on the Phil Henry Show. Shout-out to all the Phil Henry Show staff and crew and Maria, who contribute to making yours the best on the radio. Thank you very, very much. That's from from Savvy. Thank you. Shout-out to Chriso in Ventura. After 20 years, I still don't get it, and I hope I never do. Thank God for Jay Santos and the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Please send a shout out to, I can't read this, man. I don't know what the hell that says, but anyway, thank you. My 29th birthday is Monday, and since I share a birthday with your show's anniversary, I'm buying myself a ticket to and from wherever you do the one-man show. We're going to have an announcement on that, man. Very, very soon. That is from Furish Feathers from Utah. All right, so there's some shout-outs tonight. We're going to have to find a way to do that so Jason likes it.
Yeah, otherwise, man, you're going to have to deal with him.
You have to deal with him crying about it and anything else about it like that.
Yeah, don't worry about him crying about it, man. You're crying about everything.
All I said was I'm tired.
You don't say it in the middle of the bit. Deaf shopper choked, tackled, at Forever 21, ready to sue. What are you laughing at?
Choked.
Choked with the... choked by the throat. What a child.
Choked.
Got it, man. A deaf shopper and his brother, who was tackled and choked by a security guard outside a Forever 21 store in Hollywood, California, says he's ready to file a lawsuit claiming discrimination. The deaf shopper was caught shoplifting.
How's he doing that, though?
Yeah.
How's he doing what?
Well, how's he going to say that he's going to sue?
Yeah, because it'll just probably sound like, is that what it... Get out of here. Ow!
Dude, you ain't funny, okay?
I'm not trying to be funny.
I guess he'll do it through someone who can sign language and then talk, okay? God.
You got slobber all over your...
Thank you. The incident, which was caught on video by a...
Well, you did.
The incident, which was caught on video by a cell phone camera and posted on YouTube, naturally, has been seen around the world. Many viewers expressed outrage by the way the situation was handled. I saw it, and I was outraged that a deaf man would rip off a store when there's all that free stuff for deaf guys.
Yeah, that's my philosophy, too, man.
You figure if someone has a disability, you can just go get free stuff, can't you? I'm kidding. I'm being... Anyway, Pablo Reyes says he and his brother Alejandro are very angry about the way they were treated and will sue Forever 21 if they can't reach a settlement. Were you guys ripping the store off or not? You got nothing to sue about. The brothers have been deaf since birth. It doesn't make any difference you've been deaf since birth.
Maybe they couldn't hear the guy say, hey, you got to pay for that.
Yeah.
Well.
Oh, come on, man. If you're going to go into a store, don't you think you got to pay for it?
Yeah, but if they're deaf, they may not know that.
Why wouldn't they know that? They're not blind. They're deaf.
Yeah, but okay. But if they see something that doesn't have a price on it...
Where do you see stuff in a store that doesn't have a price on it?
A lot of times, like on a display case or something.
Wait a minute, man. Are you guys honestly getting me? You want me to consider the following. These guys went into a store, and they weren't sure whether you had to pay for stuff or not?
No, I'm just saying, suppose they took something, okay? And they forgot that they didn't pay for it. We're walking out, and a guy goes, hey, you got to pay for that. Well, they can't hear it.
You know what, bud? You and people like you come up with all kinds of excuses for just a flat, straight case of theft. What? Did they get tackled? Did they got choked or whatever the hell? Don't be ripping the store off. I think that we always get off the point, man. We're always off the point. Yeah, sure, you got to be careful when you apprehend or arrest people, all right? But the point is, these cats were ripping the store off. And they were trying to get away with it, and I bet you they think they're going to get sympathy on account of they can't hear.
You think so?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just kidding. All right, so...
Well, I think that's a valid point. Hey, man, I think I'll go in and rip this store off or rip it off blind, man. I'll rip everything off. I'll even try, like, rob a bank, and then when a man catch me, I'll say, I'm deaf. You know, and I don't know any better. I'm a deaf man. I got to have money. I got to steal on account I'm deaf. You know, something like that.
Yeah, well, maybe you can pull it. That sounded pretty good.
Yeah, it sounded convincing.
Why don't you go out there and do it, Robert?
I will.
No, don't. Because then I'm going to have to testify that you said it to me, and then they'll stick you away forever. Forever 21 says the pair was stopped for shoplifting and that they tried to leave the scene. LAPD officials said merchandise from the store was found in Rea's bag. Rea was arrested and charged with robbery and shoplifting. Authorities say he also had a prior record of petty theft. The brother's attorney says Alejandro suffered a swollen knee and injuries to his neck and left and leg, along with bruises all over his body. Pablo was seen in the video trying to get the guard's attention. What I saw was an attack, and I didn't like it, Pablo told reporters through an interpreter during a news conference. There, he had an interpreter.
Oh, so he wasn't going,
No, he didn't. I tried to get his attention to tell him my brother was deaf, but he completely ignored me, Reyes said. I completely disagree with the way they handled it. It looks like discrimination to me. No, it looks like you discriminated against the store, man. You took stuff that you didn't pay for. That's discrimination. World-famous Phil Hendry Show, produced by Jason Rantz. Technical direction, of course, is Don Naylor, and our screener is Dan Northcraft. Later. Greater.
Phil Hendry.